And once again, welcome to another exciting edition of the Power Hour. And, I've guested on this program before, but never guest hosted. This is my number one time, and appreciate the help the staff here at the Power Hour is giving me. Just remember that we archive this program after the broadcast. You can actually dial into thepowerhour.com. And in case you or your friends wanted to hear it again or they missed it and they want to dial in, they can just simply go to the website and the broadcast is archived there so they can hear it in their entirety. And so we have some interesting guests. And when the producers called and says, hey, we want you to be a guest host on the show, I immediately knew who I was going to be talking to in this hour. We're going to be speaking with Dr. Judy Mikovits. She's the author of Plague of Corruption and the Case Against Masks. And we're going to be getting into some deep dive heavy conversations and taking your calls in the second half of the hour. Hour number two, we're going to be talking to Dr. Naomi Wolf. Now, this lady is a Yale University graduate Rhodes Scholar. She was a advisor to the Clinton and Gore campaigns. And yes, she's a classic liberal, but I'll tell you what, she woke up. She's one of these truthers now. She actually calls herself a conspiracy theorist. And she's been on Tucker Carlson. You may have seen her. She's written several books, but the one we're going to be talking about today is The End of America. And this is some pretty scary stuff, folks, because she's going to talk about Step 10 and what's actually going on. Now, you may have noticed there's a couple of things I want to bring to your attention. And because of the fact that I deal with foreclosures and have been since about 2009 when I started doing research in this, in this area, chain of title and quiet title actions and whatnot, and teaching attorneys this stuff. As a legal analyst and consultant for a network of attorneys across America, I wrote the book Clouded Titles, which was published in 2010. And I'm seeing a repeat of what happened in 2008 starting again. Now, if you've been keeping tabs on what's going on in the media, you're going to realize that as of the end of this month, the CDC moratorium is going to be lifted, which means the evictions are going to be hot and heavy. Now, what I've also noticed from looking at various online foreclosure websites, and I'm talking about ones actually run by the county, that you can go in and you can log on and you can actually bid on foreclosed properties. The amount of properties on the auction block online in the portals for the month of June pales in comparison to the number of foreclosures that are going to happen come July 1. In fact, the way I'm looking at all the stats here, we're looking at almost a million foreclosures nationwide after the 1st of July. They will start from July through December. We're going to have at least a million. Now, what else is happening besides all of this? And that's why people are going to cloudedtitles.com and cloudedtitlesblog.wordpress.com. And we've got free research up there on the blog site that you can actually look at. And if you go to thepowerhour.com, our links are right there that you can click on and go see it when you have time. But, you know, we want you to stay glued to the radio right now because this live broadcast has some very vital information that you are going to need to know. Part of the situation, I have been keeping tabs on this. I do a weekly radio show called City Spotlight out of WKDW Radio in Northport, Florida. And we have been following all of the diatribe that's been going on regarding the masking, regarding the virus, regarding the alleged vaccine, which I call the shot or the jab. I don't call it a vaccine because if you've been doing enough research, you will know that this jab that they're giving people is not approved by the FDA. But the bigger problem is people have been paying attention to mainstream media who's been scaring the hell out of them and telling them that, look, you just need to go get the shot. You need to go get the vaccine. They keep calling it a vaccine when it's anything but a vaccine. And this is a big problem because Americans are being duped. And we don't know what the effects of this supposed vaccine are because there's never been any peer review. There's never been any drug studies, no trials. They're just randomly giving this to anybody that'll run in out of fear and get the shot. There is no informed consent. That's a big problem. And so one of the guests that I, you know, have had on my show on City Spotlight three different times, I've invited to be on the program today, Dr. Judy Mikovits. welcome to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here. And good to meet you last week.
Oh, yes, it was very good. We had dinner together last week before the Freedom and Health Conference, and I got a picture of you on stage from one of the viewers out in the audience, and I got a picture of you with General Michael Flynn.
Correct. It was an amazing meeting. I'd never met him before, and I'd never stood on a stage in front of 7,000 cheering patriots and Christians before.
Yeah, that was just phenomenal. I can imagine. I was listening to some of the broadcasts, even though they did not allow the media in, which kind of surprised me because I so wanted to cover that conference. But the thing is there were a lot of major frontline doctors there speaking beside yourself, Sherry Tenpenny. I know there was a lot of people that were there talking about what was going on and the fact that we needed to band together.
Correct.
In fact, now, we're getting in reports that the actual inventor of mRNA and DNA vaccine core platform technology, Dr. Robert Malone, is now saying, hey, wait a minute, these shots that people are getting, oh my God, they're dangerous.
Correct.
Don't know if you've, he's been on multiple interviews since he came out with this, Dr. Judy, and I know that you've been keeping a close eye on what's going on. And I've come to the conclusion, and we've known about this months before Fox News was even broadcasting that there was something going on, is that the spike protein that is in this alleged vaccine, and I use that in quotes, actually, not according to Dr. Malone, has the reproductive toxicity to go into and accumulate in women's ovaries, which that, I guess, explains why we've had so many reported miscarriages.
Correct. It's actually so much more than that, because we, the scientific community, we've known this for decades, and what the technological advance that Dr. Malone made in order to use this technology was making that synthetic lipid nanoparticle. So that virus-like particle protects the blueprint, protects the mRNA, because normally our immune systems would degrade that. That would never get close to our blood or get close to infecting our cells. So basically this shot is a synthetic virus, and you've got the most pathogenic in that spike protein. You've got three of the most pathogenic proteins or peptides sequences of all time. That would be the HIV envelope or part, it's the spike protein, what your immune system sees in a virus, in an actual particle of a virus. So it's the GP120 of HIV that is the most pathogenic part of HIV. Then you've got the most pathogenic part of the murine leukemia viruses, the family of viruses known as gamma retroviruses that we isolated and associated with autism, ME/CFS, lots of cancers, polycystic ovary disease. It's the huge part of the injury in the Gardasil vaccine. So what you've got is the key is they made a synthetic virus that doesn't break down. So they literally injected the infection, the disease. They injected COVID-19 in the shot. And we've been saying this since the beginning, literally before, hey, the plandemic. They're using the fake PCR. The mask is driving illness. Everything we've been saying since the beginning was to frighten everyone into, you're so afraid of this virus out of China and the whole game. You're so afraid of a virus that's never been isolated from a human with the disease. It's been isolated from monkey cell lines that are in the laboratories. These are monkey viruses. Yes, they're coming out of the lab. But they're not human.
It's amazing, Dr. Judy.
Until you inject them.
Yep. We have a recent lab study that just got reported out. The University of Florida recently analyzed a small sample of face masks, detecting the presence of 11 dangerous pathogens that included bacteria that caused diphtheria, pneumonia, and meningitis And these are Gainesville parents in Florida that were concerned about the harm caused to their kids wearing face masks all day in school at 90-degree weather. And so they sent six of the masks, five that were worn by the kids ages 6 to 11, for 5 to 8 hours at school, and one worn by an adult. And they were analyzed for contaminants at the University of Florida's Mass Spectrometry Research and Education Center. Of the six masks, three were surgical, two cotton, and a poly gaiter. Masks that have not been worn and a T-shirt worn at the school were submitted as control samples. And the stuff they found on five of those masks, parasites, fungi, bacteria. Only one mask was found to contain a virus that can cause a fatal systemic disease in cattle and deer. And we're putting these on our kids.
Correct. And where are these coming from? The pathogens, they're not coming from the outside. They're coming from within. Because as you cripple the immune system, you wake up the dormant pieces and parts of the dormant pathogens that are actually every one of those things you just mentioned are in our vaccines. What are we giving the kids? Oh, DTaP, diphtheria, tetanus, and acellular pertussis. We're injecting pieces of viruses and bacteria, and we have fungi, we have mold, we have Borrelia, we have Babesia. All of those things are in the tissue culture, in the culture that makes the vaccine. And this is the glory of all this right now, is because this is what we've been saying. We knew that the masks were contaminated. In fact, I had electron micrographs, similar electron micrographs, when I was taken off the plane in March, on March 10th, that American Airlines, for refusing. So I had on a triple-layer heavy-duty silver mesh mask, and they, which is actually antibacterial, antimicrobial, none are approved by the FDA or CDC, but all of the copper and silver masks made by this one company have we used with other immune compromised people for years. You know, you can't put a cancer patient in a mask. We knew this, but you've got to protect them because when they have chemotherapy, they're immune compromised. You can't have them breathing dangerously. You must have them breathing oxygen. So the masks are driving the disease, and we knew that. And so I had the electron micrographs, and that's what I refused the flight attendant to say, you must wear this mask. And
yeah, well,
that
speaking of which,
the problem.
Yeah, speaking of which, Dr. Judy, I recently flew, and of course, you know, the mandate, and this is, of course, a Joe Biden executive order. The mandate was that everybody on the airline has to wear a mask. It has to cover your nose, and you have to, you know, we get in a Southwest Airlines flight, and you are crammed, every seat full, even the middle seats. And people wearing masks sitting right next to each other, within inches of each other. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is totally against the narrative that big pharma, big tech, the iatrarchy, which is science and medicine, that is working in conjunction to censor and debunk people like yourself that come out and admit what is going on. A lot of people, out of fear, are willing to accept what the mainstream media says when they go out of their way and Big Pharma directs, as other agencies, to debunk people like yourself and Carrie Mate and Sherry Tenpenny and others from coming out and talking about the lethality of the fact we have been contaminated with a biological weapon. And people, a lot of them are in denial. And I'm
right.
Not getting the narrative of sitting on a flight, crammed in like sardines, having to wear masks, which totally goes against the narrative.
Correct. But it doesn't go against the narrative, because what they're doing is causing the disease, and they're driving the fear. So that person sitting next to me in that blue paper mask, spitting diphtheria antigens, spitting tetanus, spitting, you know, mycoplasma, mold, Borrelia, Babesia, compromising their immune system, everything you just mentioned, you know, under oxidative stress, because that plane cabin is pressurized to 8,000 feet, which I only learned recently doing another of these radio shows there with Greg up in Seattle. So it's interesting because I didn't know that. So what are you at 10,000 feet or 8,000 feet? Oh, you're on the top of a mountain. What do you get? Oh, you get oxygen depleted. You get migraines. You get the sickness, they call it, when you're at altitude sickness. So that's why people get sick on planes. And then you're above the ozone layer, so you're taking radiation poisoning. You're sitting in a metal box with all the everybody's phone around you and all that 5G and everything, which is also inflammatory. It's a recipe for disaster. And I actually saw last week that, and so what people don't realize, just to finish that thought, is they think they're helping you and they're actually making you sick. And this is what I've said all along. The mask caused the disease. We knew the mask drove the 1918 so-called Spanish flu, the Great Influenza. Read the book, The Great Influenza by John M. Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and you will see that the narrative is to drive the disease and convince everybody to be so afraid of each other, so angry, so willing to get back their freedom that they'll get the injection of that deadly synthetic virus. You just injected millions of people with a synthetic virus. The jab is the disease. You injected the disease. So now the narrative is, anybody that got the injection can take off the mask. Oh, why? Because, and anybody who's wearing a mask, only the fully vaccinated have their freedom. Only the fully vaccinated won't be discriminated against or demoralized. So right now, what we have to tell your audience is everybody take off the mask. Everybody realize you've been conned, and not in a bad way, just and never get another shot. Because if you got that injection, you will harbor that latent virus, just like all the other latent pathogens from every other shot, from everything your immune system has done its God-given job to silence. You don't necessarily kill the pathogen. You silence the pathogen. This is my entire 40-year career is a silent pathogen is not a pathogen. The only time it causes disease is when it's expressed. What do we do? Strengthen our immune systems by never expressing the pathogen. So each person out there, take off the mask. No more social distancing. Hug everybody. Don't ask anybody their vaccine status. Critical, critical, critical. Don't ask. Don't allow them to separate us. The goal is to keep us from talking. The goal is to scare us again. Now we're all afraid of the people who got the shot. And I'm just telling anybody, hey, you don't need to be afraid of anybody who got the shot. We have solutions. We have always had to.
Well, I have to extend that narrative, Dr. Judy, because we're getting reports in now that at least four British Airways pilots who have taken the jab are dead. Now, I don't know if
absolutely.
You've been seeing the headlines or not, but here's the thing,
folks.
Listen carefully to this narrative. You're on a plane, and as Dr. Judy said, you're up at 8,000 feet, and all of a sudden the pilot comes on and says, we're cruising at 38,000 feet, folks, and all of a sudden, boom, he strokes out. And all of a sudden, the co-pilot, who also got the jab, strokes out. And as you know, these smaller 737s and whatnot, they only have a pilot and a co-pilot. So the question is, you happen to be a passenger on this flight when both of these vaccinated pilots get to a certain altitude, and all of a sudden, whatever it is in this jab, these lipid nanoparticles and the magnetic hydrogel and all the other gobbledygook they put in here, all of a sudden attacks their blood vessels and they stroke out in the plane. What are you going to do? You really think, it's called road trip.
Well,
what are you going to do if you're up there flying and all of a sudden your pilot strokes out? Who's flying the plane? You? You left
right.
Nielsen going to come out of the cockpit and say, I just want you to know we're all counting on you.
Right. And this is what we've been saying in every area. Driving with a mask, driving a train, driving a plane, driving a car, wearing a mask is DUI, driving under the influence. It's the same thing as if you depleted your oxygen with alcohol, OH. It's the same thing. You compromise your liver, and you compromise your liver in your detox machinery, and you stroke out. All kinds of inflammation. The flame goes on. It's a blowtorch. And you won't know when that happens. Just like when, and I give this example because almost everybody in your audience will remember it. You're driving along just fine, or you're going along just fine, had a nice evening, and had a couple of glasses of wine, and you certainly weren't drunk. And then you wake up in the morning, you don't remember anything. What if you got in the car in the middle of that time? It will happen, and we won't know it. And we saw this in Gardasil. We tried 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago now. I was speaking at various conferences to Health Freedom, trying to get parents not to give a teenager Gardasil. Why? Because you're growing, you're using all your oxygen, you're using all your fuel to grow. You're on that athletic field. And the energy to detox that shot, that synthetic virus, the virus turns on the flame and takes your attention away from growing and says, we got to put out this fire. We got to send all our fire trucks to the fire.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you know, keep those narratives in your brain, folks, because we're going to be back after the bottom of the hour break, and we're going to be taking your calls for Dr. Judy Mikovits. And we'll get into why the medical machinery is trying to debunk her and shut her down. We'll be right back. Stay with us here on the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
And welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm Dave Krieger, your guest host for today, Monday, June 21st. We're just about to hit the summer solstice, folks. If you've been keeping tabs on your calendar, there's been a lot of activity going on in America. And part of that is people waking up. And this is one of the things that we have been talking about is the idea that, you know, we don't have to have a full-scale rebellion, but individually we all have to make informed choices, and there's been a lot of people going out and getting the jab. We have been keeping tabs on what's going on with the lab virus, which we have been saying for months now on my radio show in Northport, Florida, that the virus was created in a lab in Wuhan, China. We've had Dr. David Martin from the University of Virginia on who fully documented where this virus went from the university in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, with $3.28 million through Echo Health Alliance to the Wuhan lab where the bat lady, Xi Shen Li, has been culturing these things. There's been pictures surfacing through the Australian news media of bats in cages. Now, whether or not those things were, you know, produced and just, you know, thrown up on the screen to show bats in cages, you know, making us think that they're in a lab in Wuhan. Here's the thing. The State Department has just announced that they're not going to, Biden administration's not going to investigate the lab sequence. They're, it's really funny. Their national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, just came out. And, you know, he said, nah, we're not going to do anything as far as the COVID-19 origins. Now, why would that be? Well, you see, people like Dr. Judy Mikovits, who have been speaking out against what is going on here, it's much more of a nefarious, sinister picture that's really happening here. And I've had Dr. Terry Mate on my show, who I know Dr. Judy knows personally, and she basically has said the same thing. The federal government is playing into part of a bigger scientific experiment on the American population with the intent on depopulating the United States and blaming it on pre-existing conditions because our country fundamentally has been ingrained on junk food, is not eating healthy, is sick. And so here's a convenient way to go in and inoculate people with this germ that literally produces so much spike protein, it overloads the system. And we've done enough research into this, folks, to understand that this has to be a community effort to stop the nonsense. And that we are going to get into hour number two with Dr. Naomi Wolf about my favorite Dr. Seuss line I made up, one state, two state, red state, blue state. And you got to wonder why all these people are moving out of these blue states in the red states where it's free and it's safe. And Dr. Judy, you were in Florida with me last week. Just how free was it down here?
Well, for the most part, it was great down there. It was free. Our frustration is, you know, like walking into the airport and being discriminated against, not for not wearing a mask, but for wearing a silver mask. They almost got me off that plane again, but fortunately I was traveling with people, and so, you know, they were watching me. They knew who we were, but it's, for the most part, it's free, but we want to free all the people. We want to free all the people, because none of the people, the hotel workers or the Uber drivers, none of the people should, the restaurants, the hotels, nobody should, the service workers. These are the people who need to make a living, and they're being forced, they're being told, doesn't matter what you've done, if you're vaccinated or not, you still have to wear the mask. You still have to
be just wondering about the liability.
You still have to wear the tag. There is no
liability.
What about
the liability of all these employers that are making them wear the masks, and they find out that, well, wearing this mask contributed to their death? And, well, yeah, but Mr. Employer, you mandated that they should wear this mask on the job, so you should be held liable.
Exactly. And this is, these are the kinds of things that we did at the Reopen America. You know, reopen all of America. You know, and so we've been, the lawyers were there, Thomas Renz, Lee Dundas, the lawyers were there, the doctors were there, General Flynn was there, the business people, the people in government, this is what the value, this was a huge gain for the people, and 7,000 people heard the truth, and now those 7,000 people, classic network marketing, go out and each one reach two people and spread the message, and don't let them do it again. Don't let them make you sick. Don't even ask. You know, I don't care. Forget it. We know the antidote to these shots. We cured AIDS. We cured Ebola. Yeah, the bats are real. I did that culture at Fort Detrick in Frederick, Maryland in the mid 90s. I keep telling people, this isn't a human infection transmitted by somebody coughing. You're making yourself sick in the mask, and you're activating the viruses that you've been injected with. And the big injection was the last few years' deadly flu shots. The publications all said it. They all contain coronaviruses from chickens. You know, this is what Dr. Tenpenny and I have been showing you now more than a year, and well before this, our book, we were at the Truth About Cancer, October of 2019. That's the event 201. That's the value in the movies. People have got to wake up, and every single person say, never again. You will not scare me. Take off the mask. I don't care if you've been vaccinated or not. I don't care what you are. Everyone take off the mask. So no longer can anyone tell the difference. It's not the color of our skin. It's not our sex. It's not what we do for a living. Stop letting them. A virus doesn't know anything other than your immune system. Keep it healthy and strong, and don't let anybody discriminate. And we will win this. And we have won this if we can get everyone to understand. Only thing they hold us with is their fear. And it does take courage, because we've all got to stand up and say, no, it's not a federal law in the airports. And, yes, this airline is going to be held liable. Yes, this airline will be held liable. And I have those cases in from when they took me off that plane for wearing the so-called inappropriate mask. No, it wasn't. And you can't beat up somebody with a disease. You know, they wheel those people on that plane and on that wheelchair. You cannot discriminate because I have a lung disease. You cannot discriminate because I have lung cancer. You can't discriminate because the federal government lied, and the lab workers, healthcare workers, military, first responders all got sick. You can't discriminate and murder us in order to cover up your crimes of four centuries, because they've done it.
Well,
and they've gotten away with it.
And here's the thing, Dr. Judy. You know, in the process of you sharing this information, you have been demonized to a vast extent, as a lot of other spokespeople that have been coming out, and especially with this latest figures that you quoted on my show the last time, you are estimating, even though there are some people that have immediate reactions, which are numbering into the tens of thousands now, and many of these people have passed away. I know people we know, 4 days after they got the Pfizer shot, they're off to the crematory. So, you know, the demonization by the medical community, it just never stops. Could you go into detail a little bit about what people can expect? Because this demonization is going to get carried on down to the personal level the more we try to fight back. What should we be looking for? What are the telltale signs that you're about to be demonized?
Well, that's number one, you're correct. You're right. You're healthy. You're standing there. You're not afraid of them. And it's and you speak the truth in love. That'll get you very quickly. I mean, I've even had people in the last week attack my Christianity or my faith, you know, and so this is what you're seeing. So the telltale signs are, you know, that you can't hold a party. You're not free in your own house. You know, people making up things about you. So, I mean, it doesn't, for me, the demonized just means you're right. You know, and we write all of this down in our books, especially Plague of Corruption. So first, our first book, Plague, talks about the demonization and the literally criminal fraud in the medical literature. So that's the first thing is because, oh, you have to have a peer-reviewed, double-blind, placebo-controlled study. And that Dr. Judy Mikovits, all her work was retracted. Oh, her paper was forced retracted. She made that all up. You know, and then nobody looks at my resume to see, wait a minute, all the way through my resume are the solutions. We cured AIDS. We can cure ME/CFS. We can cure CFS. And those are the people that are being denied the drugs. Oh, now no more glutathione, no more type 1 interferon, no more N-acetylcysteine, no more hyperbaric oxygen therapy or ozone therapy, the natural products. And a lot of doctors lost their lives, not just their career. And that's what I show in our books. And these are the things that Tony Fauci can't deny. You know, if I'm wrong, sue me. Look at the paperback and the information I put in the paperback of Plague in 2017 when that was published. 2017, 3 years after our first book, Plague, because I thought it was all science. And then I wrote a new
introduction. Well, I did read Plague, Dr. Judy. I did read that book. And the thing is in that book you talk about fellow scientists of yours that ended up dead.
Correct. And that's why we show it. And you show the destruction in our last book, which I'm editing right now. It'll be finished and it'll be in press in early August. Everyone who pre-orders Ending Plague, either from our website, the publisher directly, which our website's plaguethebook.com, or from Amazon, pre-order it because that's what it's going to show. It's going to show that Tony Fauci and the people at the top plan this all along, that what they did in 2011 to me in 2012, when they couldn't kill me, when destroying me economically, couldn't stop me from talking, thanks to Kent Heckenlively writing that book, saying, Judy, they can't take away your First Amendment. They can't stop you from writing a book. They can do almost anything else. Where are we in 2020? What is the biggest crime of 2020 and the biggest driver of COVID-19? The press. The press that won't talk to me, the press. And that's the beauty of Plandemic. So go to PlandemicSeries.com and you'll see, you know, Doc, as you just mentioned, Dr. David Martin in Doctor Nation. So that movie by Mickey Willis, Elevate Films, they so clearly laid it out. And I knew nothing. I never heard of David Martin. I never met Mickey Willis until my friend, as we tell the story, Dr. Laurie, introduced me. You know, 2 years, it was all God's got this and God's won. But we have to step out there and wake up. And it's the beauty of all of it because they're caught and they're like rats backed up against the corner right now. So, yes, now is a dangerous time for those of us who are speaking. But, you know, and more dangerous than the past few years because we didn't have anyone's ears then. We were just those little moms and those anti-vaxxers. And now it's so much more than that. It's freedom. It's freedom of everything. We're fighting for literally for humanity. And we know it. And we just have to stay. But we know God's got it. We know it's not up to us. I know all I have to do is stay right there and just obedient. It's not about me. I don't fear anything. But I do have to listen. And the one scripture I think of every single day is James 1:22. Quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And I listen with my eyes, I listen with my body, I listen with everything. I've got to understand what the people are afraid of with respect to these shots, these masks. Why are they wearing them? What could make you put that on your child's face, knowing it's lifelong damage to their lungs and their psyche?
Okay, Dr. Judy, let's see if we got any calls holding right now. Our number is 877-817-9829. Press extension 2 if you've got a question and you want to talk to Dr. Judy here on thepowerhour.com. It is just amazing that the more people start to gravitate toward the truth, the more emboldened they become. And we're not just talking about all the disruptions of the school board meetings that we have been seeing. It's been critical race theory. It's been a multitude of different things that, of course, is a subject for another day. But the fact that, you have a lawsuit pending against American Airlines, it just never ceases to amaze me how these people know you're coming on that flight and how you're being singled out and who's telling them these things ahead of your boarding. I mean, there's more to this story than meets the eye. And the beauty about lawsuits is, you get discovery, folks. That's the beauty of the judicial process, even though I get hit with a lot of stuff in the foreclosure world about how unfair the courts are. In the judicial system, at least you get discovery, and that's an important thing. So we have any callers holding? Well, we'll just keep on talking.
Actually, I'd love to keep on talking about discovery there. That's great. I'd love to keep talking about the discovery, because that's what I never got. Not a single day in court. And so you notice when the so-called Washington Post, these stalwarts of American journalism and science, scientific peer-reviewed journals, the New York Times, the Washington Post, look at them. And then the Elsevier Journal, the scientific journals, they're fraud. And when you look at them and you look at what they say about me, where do they always start? She did not get arrested without a warrant. She stole the notebooks. No. Never any discovery. Why? Because if there was ever a second of discovery, which Mike Hugo, for a very short time in my civil rights case, as he worked with me back in 2016, for a very short time before that corrupt judge here in Ventura County, in Los Angeles County, I should say, dismissed the case. Oh, no, you failed to file this document on time. Actually, he filed it on time. And it's creepy to know what. There is no justice. There is no legal system. The courts, nobody can ever let people have discovery in Judy Mikovits, because it would have shown all of this. It would have shown they did plan all of this for 2 decades, and they don't want you to see those thousands of pages of document, that hard drive that I handed an FBI agent and taped a four-hour conversation in a lawyer's office. Oh, yeah, they know I'm getting on that plane, and in fact, they've even started denying other pilots and flight attendants and people who listen to me and say, hey, if you have to wear a mask, wear the silver mask, because at least we use those to prevent that outfection. At least you won't get sick. You will have minor protection on that plane, because nothing touching that silver. You can put it in your pocket. You can put the silver and copper in, indeed, is even more antiviral and antimicrobial. So what are they being told? Oh, no, you can't wear that mask. Oh, do you think Judy Mikovits is being heard? You can't wear that mask. The only 2 incidents I ever had on a plane, September 20th of 2020, United Airlines, you can't wear that mask, or you're wearing it wrong. And after that, cover your nose, cover your mouth, so you can start to see they hear us. And so they're just, how far can they push the people? Because they will make you sick, and they will kill you. And I just stop and pray when people get on that plane. No discovery for Judy Mikovits, not one single thing except that window of Mike Hugo when he proved they were. The FBI had surrounded my house and watched it for weeks. I wasn't insane thinking they were trying to kill me in 2011 between September 29th. And when they fired me with, you know, illegally, and we caught them, and we hit the papers. Gotcha. And we filed that lawsuit right away. Retaliation, retaliation. And what do they do? Oh, just a disgruntled former employer who misappropriate, or disgruntled former employee who stole intellectual property. A government worker, the taxpayers own my brain and no one else. Not a penny of my degrees have been paid for by me. Not a penny. All of them. Scholarship, federal grants, work program, even my PhD. Not one penny did I pay. And I worked in government labs for 22 years. Who paid to turn on the lights? The taxpayer. Who pays for all that? That's why we put that in that movie. We know those masks are deadly. We know, you know, that Florida study. And I appreciate the people that are stepping out there and doing those studies. But shame on everyone else. Shame on every doctor that puts it around their neck. My favorite Dr. Seuss is the meme somebody gave me about the mask. I will not wear it on my face. I will not wear it any place. I will not wear it on my ear. I will not wear it out of fear. I will not wear it on my chin. I will not wear it to get in. I will not wear your dangerous mask. I will not wear it. Please don't ask. That's what we have to do. And you can see the plandemic. Judy Mikovits, you know, how do you know? You know, how did that flight attendant, I sat in that airport for more than an hour doing my work in that mess. I was on several planes with Bobby Kennedy Jr. on one American Airlines flight in January with the Reverend Tony Muhammad when we went to see the Minister Louis Farrakhan December 18th of 2020. To try to stop the blacks, to educate them, this vaccine, this shot, this synthetic virus with this spike protein is going to kill the black population and people of color in preferentially 2 to 4 times more than it's going to kill everybody else. And we've seen it. It's occurred. So now people are waking up to say, wait a minute. Yeah, it's horrible. And
yeah,
Yeah,
Dr. Judy, we seem to be having this problem with pointing a finger and this partisanship that is going on right now, and the polarization in America is driving this mess, and we're getting closer and closer to a totalitarian regime. This is one of these things that, you know, we basically, folks, you have to keep very vigilant about. I've always said it does not take a Rasmussen poll to tell me that this country and all of its citizens, who all are gun-toting, law-abiding Americans, aren't preparing for what they believe is another eventual civil war. But wait a minute. If we inject all these people with this virus and the spike proteins end up killing them all over time, and the medical community is attempting to, again, lock down America because they're saying there's a spread of some variant, which we know the HIV virus creates 655 trillion recombinant strains of this virus. And we know this because of people like Dr. Robert Strucker and people on the forefront of all of these various viruses that were created. You know, unfortunately, as Dr. Judy will be the first to tell you, it is going to take its toll. There are going to be a lot of people that are going to pass away because of this. In fact, Dr. Judy, do you still stick with your prediction of 50 million?
Yes, but actually, I do still stick with that prediction because those are the most vulnerable. Those are all the people I just named. But those people won't die if they take off the mask and don't get another shot. And I don't mean just don't get another COVID shot. don't get any other shot. Do not cripple your immune system. No flu shot, no shingle shot, no any other vaccine, no pertussis. There's no diphtheria in our country. There's no, you know, it's all coming from the shots, as you said at the top of the show. There's no diphtheria circulating around. That's the vaccine. The influenza every year, or the influenza strains. Remember the people, the group that supposedly, and it doesn't matter that they did the, they sequenced the PCR products. Oh, and it was influenza A and influenza B, the vaccine strain. Those are what, and other things circulate every year. So people have to understand once and for all, every shot cripples your immune system. All we need to do to live and bust up their little plan is don't get another shot, never wear another mask, go back to life before Tony Fauci. We're not afraid of AIDS, are we? We know what do we see on TV every night? Oh, pre-exposure prophylaxis, black people, nurses, doctors. You know, if you're HIV infected, you don't need to change your lifestyle. Just take this drug. It's called PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis drugs. Just take these drugs, and they work. And the copy number is zero, and you won't spread the virus. But we've been stopped from taking the hydroxychloroquine, the ivermectin, the N-acetylcysteine, the various things that never would spread any virus, whether it came out of a lab or not. The worst virus is the injected infection.
Yep, and now we've got a new study out linking ivermectin to large reductions in COVID-19 deaths, published on June 17th in the American Journal of Therapeutics. It is a published study. Folks, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Dr. Judy Mikovits, for joining us here on the Power Hour for this particular segment. And Godspeed in your message to America.
Thanks, Dave.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.